Hey everyone, welcome back to Set Intentions, a podcast by 787 LLC, a consultancy based here in New York City, where every single week we talk about business and the Bible and how the Word of God helps us navigate business through challenges, adversities, and success. This week we're going to be talking about humility and what it means to be humble and how to humble yourself when it comes to business. So as we start off every single episode, we are going to define what it means to be humble. Humble means having or showing a modest or low estimate of one's own importance. It is of low social, administrative, or political rank. As a verb, it is lower in dignity or importance. It says in the Bible, humility is a virtue that means being meek, modest, and obedient to God. It is also a state of mind that involves putting others' needs before your own. And what does the Bible say about humility? Humility is a divine characteristic. It is a gift from God that comes from the Spirit of God. It is a prerequisite for Christians. Humility is a necessary condition for Christians to come to Christ. It is often associated with wisdom, grace, and favor from God. And it is a heart attitude, not just an outward behavior. And humility is a way to live in God's will, not your own. So the reason I wanted to talk about the topic of humility is because when dealing with business, it is going to be very often that we face moments where we fall short to what we expect. And also maybe sometimes where we're in a position that may seem to be better than someone else's position. Or maybe we think, oh, like we're too good for this, or, you know, we're better than that, or something of the sort. But just wanted to kind of like bring in the remembrance that, you know, everyone starts from somewhere, everyone starts from zero, and it takes time to really grow into something and develop something. And when you're working at something for a very long time and you've had the blessing to be able to develop something and grow and become someone who is successful in your field, it would take something like humility to reach down and lift others up, as opposed to being someone who thinks like, I've amounted to so much, I'm so important, I don't need to do that, I didn't have the help when I needed it. And, you know, God really does say that when you give, you are given to, and when you take, you're taken from. So I really wanted to highlight humility because of that whole sense of giving, and how when being someone who is humble, you give to others, whether it's time, energy, space, a good word, encouragement, support. And support in different ways, whether it's emotional, physical, mental, financial, resourceful. Being humble allows you to build connections with people who sometimes you never really know just how far they'll be able to get you or help you. I remember one time I was talking with someone during a night of networking, and she had mentioned that she believes that we can learn something from everyone. In her perspective, she actually had an experience where someone that she thought was not as bright as her had outnumbered her in ranking when it came to their same line of work. And she was surprised to find out that this person had actually taught her something that she didn't yet know. And I think when you're a humble person, you allow yourself to really open up a space for you to be able to learn things that you wouldn't otherwise learn had you been closed off. And have this sense of arrogance and thinking that like you can't learn from someone, or you can't benefit from being around someone. But I truly believe that God does bring people into your life for a reason, and there's value in everyone, as God sees everyone as his children, and he doesn't have like favoritism over other people, which to me sometimes is a little bit confusing because he does have favor over people's lives. I wonder if he has favor over everyone's life, or if he has like particular people who are his favorites. That right there is something I do have to learn. So come back for another episode of that. But right now we're talking about humility and what it means to be humble. So it's not about favor or favoritism right now. It is about upholding a good heart posture that allows one to handle all of their business in a way that uplifts others and put others first. I think it's a gift and a blessing when you have something like a business, when you have the mind to be able to uphold a business, the emotional state and the capacity, or even just the strength in God really to maintain a business and provide someone else something that they need, provide someone a need, like they have a demand, you have the supply, and you're able to do that for them. And I think a really good example of being able to be humble is being someone who's like, you know what? Even if someone cannot afford a service with me, or they cannot afford my product, if it's put on my heart to be humble enough to say, you know what, here you go, like this is something for you, I think you're blessed even like sometimes more tenfold for that, because what you're doing then is really doing work for God. It's essentially being a service to God, where God may have called this person to come to you and ask for help, which does take humility as well. And matching someone else's humility just comes to show how much trust and belief you have in God, and the fact that like he will restore anything and multiply anything that you give. And to give joyfully just really comes to show that like you are very grateful for what you have. And even if you have nothing, or you're left with quote unquote nothing, you're really not, because you have God by your side. And something like humility is just a really great characteristic to have as a business owner, because this is what builds a lot of partnerships and connections, and it's what helps keep long-lasting relationships. I know sometimes people who are leaders have a tendency to, or leaders, put themselves at like this high esteem that's like, well, I wouldn't do that. I've gone past that. Like, I have an expectation. I have a standard. And what this does, it just really just invalidates other people's experiences and how challenging it could be for other people to show up and do certain things. And where someone could have blessed you in other ways that are their strengths, you have decided to like not be humble and just not acknowledge them and disregard them for their moments where they could obviously improve. I think having something like humility helps people allow others to work on improvement. And this circles back around to just not just having a gift or having a blessing, but being a gift and being a blessing toward other people, where you're able to allow someone the space and the time and the energy to develop themselves. And that's something right there that like no one can take away from you. I think one thing I really love about the agency and just the culture I built around it is like our entire motto is, you know, everything is possible. So that means that we do believe in the potential of people reaching their potential. We believe in the visions that people have and we ourselves have. And we're humble enough to know that even if we have done something before, or we haven't done something before, that it will take work and effort to get it done. And it sometimes is beyond us. Some things are in our control, some things are out of our control. But no matter what, we are going to work, like move forward with faith and belief and conviction that what we're being asked to do by God and in service to him is something that he's going to be able to do for us. And glory be to him, because as humans, we are so short from perfect that if we were really just left to ourselves, this world would not be what it is. And people would not have the miracles in their lives that they have, like some people just healing from sicknesses unexplainably and inexplicably, I guess that's the word. And people also just receiving miracles and blessings, like the clientele that they need for their business. One day their video goes viral on TikTok, maybe their video goes viral on Instagram or YouTube and they get all the subscribers that they need, or some random check shows up at their door and just really bless them. And that's all God's work. And I think that someone being humble is also acknowledging that space, essentially, where there's really not space. There's no one that can take you out of God's hands and his love for you. But in having a space within your heart of humility allows other people to come into that space and grow in faith, grow in love, grow in joy, grow in whatever it is that they need to grow in right now in this season where they would be growing. And I think even something like humility helps someone who may have been once at the top, who's now at the bottom, rebuild themselves. Because I think a lot of people face these moments where they like fail and then they're like kind of ashamed to put themselves back out there. They feel a sense of like guilt or embarrassment with trying again. But when you're humble, you know, like, hey, what goes up must come down. And sometimes the down is where we really learn how to be our best selves. I think actually when you're down is when you really do learn how to be your best self. You build a lot of character. However, I think that reinstillment happens also when you're very successful, because to be successful and to be humble, that's A1 character. That right there, I think it's A1 character. When someone has nothing and they're humble, it's like, okay, yeah, I'm going to be humble because I have nothing. Well, I have God, but I have nothing, so therefore I can't really offer anything. I can't hold anything over someone's head. But then when you have a lot of things and you have been blessed by God, and then it comes to a point where someone's asking for your help, now you're in a position to help. It's like you could hold yourself to a higher esteem and be like, well, I've got all this because I worked hard, because it was me, or other people don't deserve this, or I have to keep it all, or this sense of like greed and greed. And I feel like it stems from fear, maybe a fear of like not having enough or something like that, or or I don't know, maybe also a sense of like, I can't say it's jealousy, insecurity. I think it would have to do probably also with an insecurity, because you have no confidence that you can be, you're also worthwhile, you're worthy when you have nothing. You're like in this world when you have no possessions. So a lot of people can build that humble character from the bottom because they have no worldly possessions, and therefore they're building this esteem from the inside, but they're also understanding that they only have so much that they could do, especially in this world where money makes the moves. And then when you get to the top, it's like, oh, well, what's your character like, right? And this is where humility will come in. I think humility helps a lot of businesses that are even well developed build larger audiences and build like connection and authenticity with their communities, because a lot of people value businesses that care about the people that they serve, and they view themselves as serving others, not really serving themselves or something of high interest in self. I think a lot of companies that, or even nonprofit organizations or initiatives that focus and center around serving others and putting others first, really touch other people's hearts, because sometimes we do call out for help. We cry out for help to God to help us with something. And it is those very resources that come from humility that help those people in need. And I think humility is also what helps communities, because it really does give people a perspective of like, wow, what would it mean to someone who doesn't have something to be able to get it? What does it mean to someone who doesn't have the resources or the capacity to do something to get it? In general, you never really know what life is going to bring toward you. And I think it's important to have like a good character, especially around humility, because you could, again, be at the top of the mountain and then be knocked down tomorrow. And then all the people that you treated like were nothing or they're not going to treat you like you're something, because most of the time people just dish back what they're served from people. But someone who is humble, right, would then turn around to someone who hasn't been humble and still be humble toward them. They would still be good toward them. And why is that? It's because they understand. They understand what it means to be humble. They're not going to say, well, I was better than you in character at this point, therefore I'm not going to help you. They're going to say, okay, well, look at that. You know, we're both human. Look at that. We're both standing in the same place now. We're both battling something, and we have to come together to work on building each other up. And in being humble, you teach other people how to be humble too. I think it's a very admirable trait, because I think it really just shows a great heart in people. I know some people who are very humble and they check me sometimes, because I'm like, wow, I didn't even think of thinking of something that way. I think when you're humble, you get a whole different perspective on how to handle people, and you treat people very differently. You talk to them differently. You view them differently. You handle them differently, because you're not holding yourself in such a high regard where you completely overlook them. People who are humble, I think they really help lift others up. They help other people see themselves. They help other people feel worthy. And I think people who are humble have a sense of patience towards others, a sense of grace and gentleness and kindness. I think to be humble is a great fruit of the spirit. It's something that helps grow spiritual strength in others. I think it's something that also helps give faith towards others. I think being humble shines a light on others too, because it just really shows how someone can be bold and strong in their own weaknesses and their own shortcomings and their own misunderstandings or no understandings at all. We as people don't really know everything. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know when anything is going to happen. We don't know what life is going to necessarily bring us. So I think something like being humble allows us to, in a way, save ourselves of a lot of despair and embarrassment. This reminds me of when Jesus tells people, when invited to dinner, take the seat that is farthest from the host, so that when others come, they may sit in the other places that may be of higher seating. And the host will then call you up to him and say, hey, come sit at my side, as opposed to exalting yourself and sitting at their side. And then they have to humble you and say, no, this seat is not for you. You are going to sit the farthest from me. And so in those moments, it really saves you from going from like such a high place and dropping low, where now you're going to deal with like this brokenness in your esteem. Whereas the opposite, in being humble, it helps you build your esteem. So these are two different ways to approach a situation, and they're two different results. And one result betters you, and the other result destroys you. So this in business really just comes to show that I think in being humble, it helps you create the space to grow. It helps you create the space to reaffirm that confidence that you have. It helps you create the space for other people to practice their own sense of like gratitude toward you, because then the other people that you're working with could say, oh, hey, actually come and sit closer to me. Let me show you how much you mean to me. Let me show you how much I respect you. Let me show you how much I acknowledge you. Whereas someone who just like fills their head up with their own confidence sometimes lacks that assurance from other people, which you don't really need assurance from other people, but it's something that is appreciated to be able to be around people who you know how they view you. And I think someone who's humble and has other people calling on them like, hey, I need you for this, those people know where other people stand because other people have mentioned it and shown it in their actions. Whereas someone who puts themselves first all the time and exhausts themselves and puts themselves in such a high position, they may think they know how other people view them and how they talk about them, but all they're doing is viewing themselves and talking about themselves, that they don't actually get that feedback from other people on how to better themselves. Because people can always improve themselves. We never really stop that work of improvement. And this also reminds me of how we're all working on our own salvation, and we're all working on being better reflections of God. And when you're humble, you're also allowing God to reflect back to you the areas in which you can really grow and develop. And in these moments of growing and developing, it's going to help you grow and develop your business, because all business really does start within. How you handle yourself within is going to be how you handle other people outside of you. So if you're giving yourself this grace and this mercy, this forgiveness, this love, all great fruits of the spirit, you're going to also hand that off to other people. Whereas if you're giving yourself these fruits of the flesh of like conceitedness, arrogance, unkindness, and all these negative attributes, you're going to start pouring that out onto other people, and no one's going to want to do business with you. Being humble really allows a lot of opportunity to come to you. It allows you to maintain opportunity, to foster opportunity, to grow opportunity, to amplify opportunity, to multiply opportunity, to create new opportunities, because there's a safe space to do so. And I think that something like humbleness is safe. And it's also in a way secure too. And a lot of business does need that security and safety. It's why most people have insurance. I would kind of consider being humble an insurance, actually. That's a great way to put it. I think that's a great, it just came up with something there. So if you take anything out of this, let it be that humbleness is your insurance. I think it's a character insurance. You know, you'd be like a speeding car down the highway with no insurance. And then you have to pay for all of those. You have to pay for all of those, I guess, disasters on your own. At your own costs, as opposed to having other people help you pay for those costs and stuff. I think when you're humble too, it allows other people to create opportunity for you, because they're like, wow, actually, I think this person is really great. And I wish that they would have more opportunity. And although they haven't had that opportunity before, I'm going to give it to them. I'm going to give them this opportunity, because their heart posture, I just love the way that they exude love. And I want to show them love. And so therefore, I'm going to put them in a position to be aligned with greatness, to be aligned with success, to be aligned for better things that are to come to them. I think it also really opens up the mind to think of how other people are deserving of other things. And these are characteristics that people would just have to body within themselves. Just like someone who respects themselves knows how to acknowledge someone else who respects themselves. Someone who loves themselves knows how to see where other people love themselves, or someone who has their own flaws can recognize the flaws in other people as well, because it takes one to kind of know one. So I think the importance of humbling yourself, as God says, is very helpful to running a business and maintaining a business, because it is what's going to help you create the next step for yourself, and also do it in a way that has enough space for development to happen without there being so much collateral damage. I think a really great characteristic of a leader is someone who's humble. Back to the whole mention of how some people who lead probably tear others down, which is not a great feeling. And then this is why we have something like horrible bosses. But when you're a humble leader, you actually become someone that people look up to, and they never want to let go. They never want to stop working with, or if they do have to move on to other opportunities, you still have this long-lasting relationship that reflects you well, and it just reflects the business well, and you end up with like really great reviews and testimonials and networks, and yet again, the word opportunities. Let this be your reminder that in business, it does take a lot of positioning of your heart in the right way. It takes having a good heart toward others, putting others first, and remembering this, especially when you yourself are operating the business and you may be doing a lot for other people, but also just remembering that that's what it takes to be a business owner. The role of being a business owner is not to necessarily tell other people what to do, but to serve other people. And in serving other people, you're going to be able to grow a really great business because people are going to see these qualities in you and they're going to want to take action to do the same things. They're going to see these actions like, you know what, this person has been so good to me, so kind, so. And it's not necessarily doing these things just to get that reward or doing these things just to get that specific behavior, but naturally the right people are going to want to pour back into you and they're going to want to give you their best version of themselves because they see how you're giving your best version to them. It's an admirable trait. It's a very resourceful trait to have. It's all around a very beneficial piece to personal development when developing your business. Absolutely. Humbleness is part of the walk and it's part of doing business with God. And so I hope you all have been able to take something from this that has helped you be more insightful to how to operate a business, how to run a business, and how to be a better leader. And you take this with you. And for the next week, you set intentions.